Oh boy, another year is coming to a close, and I'm sharing with you a list of 10 items to help you wrap up this year successfully. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. ¿Qué hubo? That is short for ¿qué hubo?, which is like saying what's up. And that's what we say in Colombia. This is Jen Henthill, your host, and I am delighted to have you here. We are wrapping up season 5 today. And for the next 2 weeks, you will be seeing some replays. And on January 4th, we will be back with fresh new episodes and a new season, which is season number 6. Now, today we are going to be reflecting on how your financial life went this past year. Recently in our community, I asked you to share your best GIF or GIF. I don't know what the pronunciation is, by the way. And this GIF, I'm just going to call it that, it was supposed to describe your money at this very moment. Now, the answers were quite interesting. Some were positive and confident, and the rest had a sense of lacking, a sense of frustration, a sense of not being content in your financial life. Now, I'll link up that thread on the show notes. But today, what I'm going to be doing is sharing you a top 10 list just to wrap up the year. And this top 10 list is going to give you some actions to take to really reflect about your year. And it's not reflecting in the sense of all the things that you did wrong. I'm going to help you stretch on those things that you did right as well. Before we do that, let's go ahead and, speaking of stretching yourselves, give a shout out or la mención to Brenda. And Brenda, she's recently demonstrating stretching herself, just what we're talking about, and finding something that she was doing well with her money, regardless of how she feels of her current financial situation. So Brenda, I want to give you a high five to you, because I know sometimes it's tough to do when you're feeling not so good about things, but it's really, really important to take a look at the good things that you are doing with your financial life. So let's go ahead and tie up our year in a nice bow, if you will. We're going to reflect our wins, our mistakes. We're going to plan a little bit our financial life in this next year. So let me go ahead and start with the top 10 list. Number one, what you want to be doing is think about and write down what were your financial goals this past year. This could be one goal that you were working on, or maybe some multiple goals that you were working on. Again, this is just a financial goals. So number one is to write down your financial goals, whether it was one or it was more than one. Number two on this list is, how do you rate your progress within your finances on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being you didn't progress any, and 10 being you made a huge shift and a huge change in how you manage your finances, the financial goals that you have achieved, all of those things. So how would you rate your financial progress on a scale of 1, meaning you didn't progress at all, to 10, that you had a huge shift in your financial life? Number 3, how would you rate your financial confidence at the beginning of the year and now? So think back to the beginning of the year on a scale of 1 to 10. Let's keep it simple. How would you rate your financial confidence at the beginning of the year on a scale 1 to 10? 1 being not confident at all, and 10 being extremely confident. So there's going to be 2. At the beginning of the year, how would you rate your financial confidence? So write that down. And the second part of this is to rate your financial confidence now on a scale of 1 to 10. Again, 1 being not confident at all, and 10 being extremely confident. And then take a look at those 2. Have they changed? Are they the same? Maybe at the beginning of the year, you weren't very confident, and maybe now you're more confident. Or maybe it has reversed. Maybe at the beginning of the year, you were more confident than you are now. If so, why is that? Or maybe it has stayed the same. Maybe it's still low. Again, why is that? Maybe you're still extremely confident and you're feeling good. So that is wonderful. So you want to take a look at your financial confidence at the beginning of the year and now and compare the two. Number four is, what were your top three money wins this year? Again, what were your top three favorite money wins this year? It can be you paid off some debt. It can be you felt really lucky with money. It can be you saved more than you ever have. It can be that you stuck to your budget. There can be a whole lot of different types of wins. It can be small. They can be huge. Somewhere in between. You choose. The point is, what are your top three? You choose what your top three favorite money wins. That's number four. Number five, what money areas need some of your love? So it's time to be honest. So in this year, what do you feel are the money areas that need some of your love? Is it budgeting? Is it your mindset? Maybe you are continuing to think that you can't afford things, or maybe you continue to think you're broke. Is it maybe your conversations with your spouse around money are very tense and that needs some improvement? Maybe you have not been paying extra toward your debt when you had set out to do so. Any of those things. So what you determine, what are some money areas that need some of your love? That's number five. Number six, what are your money strengths? Be honest with yourself and don't be so tough on yourself. What are some of your money strengths? They can be very good at buying things on sale. They can be maybe you're one of the people that loves to buy things at a thrift shop, right? It can be any of those things. Maybe you're great at budgeting. Maybe you're great on staying within your budget. Whatever that is, what are some of your money strengths? That is number six. Number seven, decide right now, how are you going to win with money in this next year? So decide that right now. Are you going to win with your debt? Are you going to win with your savings? Are you going to win with being really confident and feeling good with your money? What is that? Doesn't have to be all about the numbers, right? So think about that. How are you going to win in this next year? Declare that now and write it down. That's number seven. Number eight, what financial areas do you want to focus on in this coming year? So we talked about earlier what money areas need some of your love. Maybe your list was one thing. Maybe your list was long. No matter what that is, right now for number eight, you want to choose and select the financial areas that you want to focus on. Maybe one, maybe two. You decide whatever you feel good about that is not going to be overwhelming for you. So you choose, what financial areas do you want to focus on this coming year? That's number eight. Number nine, what financial areas have you mastered? Maybe it's budgeting. Maybe it's putting your savings on autopilot. Maybe it's paying extra towards your debt on autopilot as well. Maybe it's speaking with your spouse that you completely have gotten better with that. What are the financial areas that you have mastered that you feel good, that you know you don't even need to worry about? So that's number nine. Now, number 10 is about having a backup plan, because we know life happens. So what is your plan to take care of you so you can be the best version of you in your financial life? So for example, this is all about taking care of yourself. Remember that. So let's say you're having an overwhelming day and you know on your overwhelming days, you're going to go eat out versus cook at the house. You're going to spend the money on eating out. You're going to spend the money at Starbucks, or maybe you're going to go shopping for some clothes, whatever that is for you. So on those days, you know yourself, what are you going to do to prevent or minimize going out to eat, going to the mall and buying some clothes on those overwhelming days? So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What is your time out, if you will? Are you going to just take a break from what you're doing in your life in terms of work, right? Maybe you've worked a long day and you come home and you have to do some other work. Maybe it's really disconnecting from work, maybe for a bit, for the night. Obviously, you can't maybe disconnect for the whole week, or maybe you can. Maybe going on a weekend getaway. Maybe is just getting home and just binging on Netflix. Those type of things. What are some things that you can do? What is your backup plan? Again, to help you take care of you so you can be the best version of you in your financial life, which will help you make better decisions with your money. So that is number 10. So really the whole intent is to give you some homework, if you will. And I hope if you're in a place that you're listening, that you can do this as you listen. If not, you can come back and re-listen to this episode when you have a chance to listen to it at home or someplace where you can sit down and write down your thoughts. So the idea is just to give you some perspective on your year, to really hone in on your strengths, to look at what you did wonderfully, to know what you're needing some work on, right? So all of this is just to look at your overall picture and figuring out this is to help you make those financial goals. So again, let me go over the top 10 list to help you wrap up the year. Number one was to list down what your financial goals were in 2017. Maybe it was one, or maybe it was more than one. Number two, and again, with that, it's also, did you achieve them? Make a note of those things. Number two is, how would you rate your progress on a scale of 1 to 10? Number three, how would you rate your financial confidence, both at the beginning of the year and now? And the scale of 1 to 10 is 1 being low and 10 being high. Remember that. Number four, what were your top three favorite money wins? Number five, what money areas need some of your love? Number six, what are some of your money strengths? Number seven, how are you going to win with money in this coming year? So declare that right now. Number eight, what financial areas do you want to focus on this coming year? Number nine, what financial areas have you mastered? What areas do you feel good about that really you don't need to focus on? And number 10 is about your backup plan, your self-care plan, if you will. Because when life happens, what are you going to do to take care of you, to allow yourself be the best version of you for your financial life? So that is the list. And as a bonus as well, I have created, I know many of you have already downloaded it, but for those of you who have not downloaded my daily money ritual, you can do so at jenhemphill.com/ritual. And that is going to take you through some of this just in a different way on a daily basis. So you're going to look at, in your daily money ritual, you're going to look at how you want to feel about money today. You're going to reflect on that day, the money when you're proud of. You're going to look at the money areas that need some love, and you're going to declare how you're going to win with money that day. So it's a little, you'll notice it's a little bit of what we did today to wrap up the year, but this is done on a daily basis. And if you do this on a daily basis, you are unstoppable. And it's just a matter of committing and doing it. It's free. So you can, again, get that at jenhemphill.com/ritual. So that is all I have for you. Happy holidays. I hope you have a fantastic holiday season. I will definitely catch up with you in the new year. Now, I also want to remind you, that this is the last call to work with me one-on-one at my current pricing. And you can apply over at jenhemphill.com/application. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. You can check out the show notes. If you want to go back to read through the top 10, you can go over to jenhemphill.com/126. And remember, if you love this episode, if it made a difference for you, it would be such a great honor if you share it with a friend, a family member, or even a stranger. That would work too. So I appreciate you listening, and I'll talk to you again next Thursday on The Replay.